Now the latest on what could be a game-changing weight loss drug. Over the winter, it was found the medication semaglutide was so effective against obesity that patients may dodge many of its worst consequences, including diabetes. The drug is already on the market for type 2 diabetes. The FDA will decide later this year whether to allow this medication to be prescribed for obesity and weight loss. Dr. Domenica Rubino is the director of the Washington Center for Weight Management and Research in Arlington. She's the lead author in a new study of this drug published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that shows that people using semaglutide for almost a year were able to keep that weight off.
During that maintenance period, those who continued semaglutide actually continued to lose weight and lost an additional 7.9%. Those who changed to placebo gained 6.9%. Off the medication, yeah, people regained weight, but when we continued medication, they actually continued to lose weight and they were able to avoid regain, right? They sustained that weight loss. I think that that adds extra hope. We have to start thinking about treating obesity as a chronic disease.
Clearly the medication is doing something, but it's not doing something by itself. The patients would have also had to maintain, you know, not going out to eat, a lot of really harmful stuff, and keeping up their exercise and all of that.
Yeah, the medication targets what we call GLP-1 receptors in the brain, and it helps decrease appetite and craving. The thing is the medication works together with behavior, right? So all the subjects, all the participants in the study actually worked with a dietitian, modified their diet. They had a goal of, you know, decreasing their calories. They also had a goal of increasing their activity and increasing walking. And, you know, I think being in this field a long time, the optimal situation is to have medication help make those behavioral changes, right? All of us have probably who have, you know, tried to lose some weight, we find that if we cut back on our calories, we get pretty hungry, right? Or we start craving things that we haven't had before. And that's the body's way of fighting, saying, hey, you don't really need to be losing weight. Actually, what this does is this medication targets those sort of compensatory mechanisms in the brain that kind of drive that behavior and help the two things come together. And so I think that's really where we see the most optimal weight loss is those things coming together.
I wanted to finish up by asking you how things are going at your clinic, given all of the restrictions from COVID. Are you bringing people in for clinical trials or about to start that again?
We're actually starting to recruit for a trial now. So if people are interested, look on our website and actually complete some just general information. And then someone from my staff would call them and, you know, do a preliminary screen to see if they qualify. But we're just starting to get back up, like I think a lot of businesses and a lot of doctors' offices. We also see patients remotely, although research obviously would require a person to come in.
That's Dr. Domenica Rubino, the director of the Washington Center for Weight Management and Research in Arlington. To sign up for a free clinical trial, go to WTOP.com and search weight or go to the WTOP app.